From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome everyone to the program. Mark chapter 10 and the verse 28 through to the verse 31 is where we will be reading today. We're going to be studying a new section of the chapter, and the topic for today is compensation for those who leave all for Christ. Our singer is Debbie Fisher, and she's going to be singing, My Heavenly Father Watches Over Me. Could I just mention next week's programs? They will be going out on Christmas Eve, and I'm going to set aside our usual studies for those two programs. And in the morning, I'm going to speak on the subject, The Birth of Christ, When? And then in the evening program, The Birth of Christ, Why? So, do remember, tune in next week for those special subjects. Now let's read from Mark, the chapter 10, beginning at the verse 28. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all, and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold, now in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. God will bless his word to our hearts. Here's Debbie Fisher singing, My Heavenly Father Watches Over Me.
Trust in God.
Returning now, please, to the verses that we read together earlier, the words of the Lord Jesus. Wonderful words. Indeed, as you examine them, they are the most astounding words. For here Christ makes a promise that is as broad, it is as extensive, it is as deep as any promise made in the Bible to the people of God. Following the Savior's words to his disciples in verses 23 to 27, Peter is prompted to make an observation, verse 28. Lo, we have left all and followed thee. Remember, this comes in the wake of the rich young man hastening to Christ, asking what he had to do in order to inherit eternal life, upon being told that basically he had to surrender everything to the Savior and follow him, he went away. Now, Peter is saying, Lord, we haven't gone away. Rather, we have left all in order to follow thee. And it is in response to these words by Peter that the Lord Jesus makes this wonderful statement. I want us to observe, first of all, that it is required of some Christians that they sacrifice much for the cause of Christ. The Savior says in verse 29, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's. It is a distinct possibility that anyone who yields their heart and life to Christ may find themselves required, in order to be faithful to him, to forsake much, even all that they have. All that we have may be taken away from us. We must bear that in mind. We think of the story of Job, a rich man with much property, many possessions, a wonderful family, and yet within a very short period all was taken from him. And none of us can count on our earthly possessions from day to day. That is why we must ever keep our eyes upon the Lord and never presume upon our circumstances. We must rejoice with trembling, leaning upon the Lord to provide for us and to protect us from day to day. We must be ready, if it be his will, to surrender everything. I have known some who have been required to give up their house. They have been put out of their home once they received Christ as their Savior. I have known some who found their brothers turning their back upon them because they had become Christians. Likewise, their sisters. I have known some whose father and whose mother turned against them. I have even heard of those whose wife and children have turned their back upon him because they became followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that this sounds extreme, but my dear friend, history teaches us that it has often been the case, and you only have to consult the Word of God, and you will see how, in the record given us there of the work of the gospel and its spread among the nations, was oftentimes accompanied by tremendous persecution and opposition. The Apostle Paul, the very day that he was converted, was told by the Lord Jesus of the things that he would suffer as he preached the gospel. If you turn with me to Acts chapter 9 and the verse 16, the Savior is instructing a Christian in Damascus by the name of Ananias. You must go and speak with this man, Saul, with whom I have met, and I want you to tell him that he's a chosen vessel unto me, verse 15, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And indeed Paul later wrote in Philippians, the chapter 3, in the verse 7, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. And Paul did literally suffer the loss of all things, and finally, he even gave up his life for the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 10, you have the record of the Hebrew believers to whom Paul was writing, and he reminds them of the early days of their Christian experience. Verse 32 of Hebrews chapter 10, "But call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds," Paul's imprisonment, "and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance." So here is a people who lost their goods, their property, their homes, their houses, their furniture, every earthly possession taken from them, and they took it joyfully, because it is required of some Christians that they sacrifice much for the Lord Jesus Christ. The very beginning of the book of the Revelation, John the Apostle introduces himself in the chapter 1, the verse 9, "I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ." He wasn't on a holiday on Patmos, let me assure you, but he was exiled there, sent there, in order that he might be silenced, and he suffered this for the sake of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. It is required of some Christians that they sacrifice much for the cause of Christ. This world is not a friend to the Lord Jesus or to his cause. We will hear much of the Christmas spirit, and it seems everybody's occupied with the birth of Christ. But is that true? No, it's not. We all know it to be so. We hear every year the pleadings of some to the multitudes of the nation, "Please remember Christ in all your Christmas celebrations." Such an appeal wouldn't have to be made if it were not blatantly obvious that much, the most, of that which passes as Christmas celebrations is merely an indulgence in the flesh. No, this world is not a friend to Christ, and it has shown that by the treatment it is heaped upon those who love the Lord Jesus. "No one," says the Savior, "who has left house, brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, will suffer loss." What he means by that, we'll have to look at the next time we turn to this portion. May God bless his word to our hearts. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.